Wow, that was gorgeous. Thank you guys. Let's rearrange a little bit. Good morning again. I'm excited to bring the word to you guys this morning. But anybody feeling the, I don't know if it's the smoke or what exactly is happening, but everybody is getting sick. Anybody? Anyone? So I'm on the front end. So I have a lozenge in my mouth right now. So I apologize if that gets in the way a little bit while I'm talking. But all right. Okay, so last week was kickoff Sunday for us, and it was really awesome. We enjoyed a meal together down in the lodge, and it was super fun to see so many people come out of the woodwork. You know, summer is a time where a lot of us take a season of rest, and we're not here on a regular basis, and having two services last week was awesome, and it was really fun. And as I mentioned in the announcements, it's not too late to sign up for all the different things that are kicking off at our church. High school and middle school kicked off this week. Our midweek Bible study kicked off. Encompass, we're hosting some different things for Encompass, one of our local partners. And so that kicked off over the last couple weeks. So it was a pretty busy time around the church. And it's really great. And I would love to just push one more time. If you guys are not in a community group, I would encourage you to be in one this season. You can sign up on the wall. And if you don't see an option for you, if you're like, oh, well, I can't do any of those groups, write your name on the need a group page, because if I don't know that there's a need, then I can't fix that. So I would love to hear from you. If you're interested in a group, we'd love to find one for you, because our groups are going to be following along our sermon series that we kicked off last week. So we kicked off a sermon series called Bless last week. And our community groups, a lot of them will be doing sermon discussions, basically taking the sermon one step deeper and applying it to our lives throughout the week. So it's an awesome way to connect, but also grow deeper in your faith. So I'd encourage you to do that. So today I get to start the acronym. Last week was just an introduction, but I get to start with a B. So you can see B up there. B stands for Begin With Prayer. And so I am going to begin our time with prayer right now. So let me pray for us. Father God, I am just honored to be here this morning bringing this word to our body, Father. And I pray that you would be in my words. Help me to just reflect your spirit and what you desire for each of us, Father. And I pray that everyone here would feel your presence and know that you love them and that you desire to be in relationship with them. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you for just leading into it with this worshipful music, Father. And I just pray that you would just be with us in this space the rest of the morning. It's in your son's name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So here at Cascade, we are part of a denomination called the Evangelical Covenant Church. And BLESS is actually an initiative of our conference or of our denomination. And so there are churches actually all across the United States who are launching this series last week and this week as well. And the idea is that we all have our own sermons and we all have our own contextualizations, but we're able to utilize the resources of our denomination. And so in your bulletin, there's an insert provided by them, and I'm going to be referencing it a couple times. If you didn't get a bulletin, that over kind of where the wall signups are, that's going to be our basically home base throughout the entire series. You can find anything in the bulletins that you don't get over there. Our sermon discussion questions will be over there. If there's any other handouts, that's the place to go. So I just want to point that out to you. But BLESS was developed out of a desire to ignite and renew passion for evangelism among churches. And when you hear the word evangelism, it's one of those words that you're like, oh, I just don't know, right? It's some of us, it actually makes us want to look at the floor and pray that we're not called on. We don't want to think about it and talk about it, because it sometimes is a scary thing to talk about evangelism. But I'm excited about this series because it actually is stepping away from the notion that evangelism is a synonym for the word converting. And that's another one of those words that makes us uncomfortable to think about. We often, for many of us, think of evangelism as the door-to-door, Romans Road, five spiritual laws, altar call, come to Jesus, revival things, right? That's sometimes something that we think about. And we also, unfortunately, think that sometimes evangelism is actually just a gift given to some people. that it's something that only some people get to do or are good at. But this is not truth. That's not truth. None of those things is truth. And so we're going to be learning about what is evangelism and how we are all called to enter into this conversation together. And so BLESS is this intentional pathway that anyone can follow to join the mission of Jesus right here wherever you are. And it's about asking the question, God, how do you want to use me to bless the people in my life? All right, so that's the question that we're going to come back to a few times this morning. And hear me, friends, this series is not about church growth necessarily. This is not about putting butts in the seats. That's not something that we are going to really be gearing towards. It's about loving deeply, serving humbly, listening and speaking wisely, reflecting the presence of Jesus, being known and knowing. We've talked a lot about that this summer. Being used by God in an intentional way to bless the people around us. And last week, Pastor Dan got us started with the series by looking at Genesis 12. So I'm going to read it for us this morning. It says, I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. We actually spent most of our time last week talking about that. Because from the beginning, God's way to change the world has been a blessing strategy. That's been his strategy from the beginning. And we were reminded of that last week through the story of Abram and how Abram didn't just receive the blessing for his own self, but for all the peoples on earth to be blessed through you. And that's the point. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. And if we don't get this part right, we might as well throw this entire sermon series out the door, because this is what it's all about. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. And so I think that I have most of you guys on board for that, right? I mean, I feel like that's something that's pretty common and we talk about that a lot, but what does it even look like to bless people? And how do we do it and do it well? So that's what we're actually going to be talking about for the rest of the sermon series. Not that we should do it or that we know we should do it, but how we do it. And so we're going to be giving five very simple missional practices that we're going to talk about, one each week. And don't be fooled by the simplicity of these things, because my prayer, you guys, for this church during this time is that we will be blessers. There's a study out there. It's actually a doctrinal thesis that I read about during my prep, and it talks about the author studied two missionary groups in Thailand. And the first group, so they're pretty much identical groups, right? But they each had a different strategy for how they were going to reach the people in Thailand. And there was a converter group and a blessers group. That's what he called them. They probably didn't call themselves that. But the converters had the sole intention of converting and evangelizing the people around them. That was their intention in their brain. That's what they went to do. Okay. But the second team, the blessers, went with the intention of blessing people. So they asked the questions of, or they said things like, I'm just here to bless the people around me. Or I just really want to be a blessing to this community. When they were asked, like, what were they up to? Right. So the study lasted a couple years, and they actually discovered that the blessers, the second group, had a greater social impact than the converters, okay? And that shouldn't be much of a surprise, right? I mean, if their point was to go and bless people, then, I mean, hopefully they're doing a pretty good job at that, right? That they were able to make the area around them a better place. However, they also discovered that the blessers had almost 50 times the number of conversions than the converters had. Okay, 50 times. That's a lot. 50 times more people they help find their way back to God or experience God's love for the first time. Now, both teams of people were preaching the good news and doing good news ministries, right? They were bringing Jesus to these people, but their intention was different. And so they went in with this intention, so the impact ended up being different. And so when I think about that story and I think about that study, I want us to be blessers at Cascade. I want us to understand what it means to partner with God in this world and shine his light to the people around us. I want us to be able to shine the light of Christ so that everybody around us knows how much he loves them, but also how much we love them. Because that's what real life is. It shouldn't be scary like evangelism is. It's doing life together, doing life and sharing a story of hope with the people around us. And so our plan for the next few weeks is going to be awesome. And again, it's five very simple things that we're going to be talking about. But this morning we're going to be talking about begin with prayer. Next week is listen with care. Eat together. That's going to be a good one. Don't miss that one. And then we actually are breaking on October 8th from the series, but it fits perfectly with the series. I love it when that happens. We planned this back in January, but it's ending up to be perfect timing. We're going to have a guest speaker from International Justice Mission, and we're going to be launching our partnership with their Philippines office on that day. And International Justice Mission is all about blessing people. And so it really is an awesome example of what we can do to bless people. So that's going to be on October 8th. Don't miss it. And then we're going to pick back up with S, serve with love, then share your story. And the share your story part is most of the time what we think of evangelism, right? But think of, that's the last thing on the list. We're going to be talking about all the other ways, the simple ways that we can be missional and shine the light of Christ. And that's going to bring us all the way up till the end of October, which is practically Christmas, right? Because then it's November. And so anyway, I love Christmas. So it's going to be, that's going to lead us all the way up until the end of October. All right. So we're going to dive in right now and talk about why begin with prayer. Okay. And I think the first reason is because nobody's going to argue with that, right? I mean, it's like the Sunday school answer, pray, Jesus, you begin with prayer. Okay. And it really though is about beginning by talking and taking it to God. All right. Because we believe that God cares for the world, for our friends, for our family, for everyone, even more than we care for them. Because what matters to God should matter to us, and who matters to God should matter to us. After dying for all the people in the world and then coming back to life in order to prove that he was God, Jesus gave us a very direct mission. And that's what we call the Great Commission. And it's found in Matthew chapter 28, and it says, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We begin with prayer because Jesus' mission in coming to earth was to seek and save the lost. And he offers us a part in that mission with God-given perks. All right? Jesus says that he has the authority of God, and then he promises to be with us always. He doesn't simply ask us to be part of carrying out his mission. He also promises to be the power, to be the strength, to be the courage, and to be the support that we need to carry it out. And this reminds me of the story of Moses. Anybody remember that one? So God asked Moses, all right, this is in Exodus 4. We'll read from it in a few minutes. But God asked Moses to talk to the wicked, immensely powerful Pharaoh, all right? And Moses is supposed to tell the Pharaoh, inform him that he needs to let all those slaves go, all those slaves that he's using to build his massively intimidating empire, all right? And Moses is pretty freaked out, I think, just like we would probably be freaked out by that, right? And he can think of about 48 reasons why it's a bad idea. And he tells all of those reasons to God, and he's like, no, God, no, God, no, God, right? But God assures Moses, and he assures us, that when we are on a God mission, he equips us with God power to carry it out. So we're going to read from Exodus 4, this story, and it's picking up kind of like halfway through the story, actually. Chapter 4, right at the beginning, I think. Yep, right at the beginning. Picking it up and God saying, okay, I got this. I got this, Moses. Okay? Moses answered, I think I had the right thing. Yeah. What if they do not believe me or listen to me? What if they say, the Lord did not appear to you? Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? A staff, he replied. And the Lord said, throw it on the ground. Okay, so Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it, which is also something that I would do. Then the Lord said to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. okay, God. But that's what he does, right? And I can just imagine it, right? It's like, oh, he doesn't want to get very close to it. But he says, reach out and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Then the Lord said, put your hand inside your cloak. So Moses put his hand inside his cloak. And when he took it out, it was leprous like snow. Now put it back into your cloak, the Lord said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak. And then he took it out again, and it was restored like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, if they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it out on dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground. And Moses said to the Lord, oh, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you've spoken to your servant. Like, I've never been eloquent, and I'm not right now, and I'm not going to be. That's basically what he's saying, okay? I am slow of speech and tongue. And the Lord said to him, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf and mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. All right? That's what God is promising to do, right? He's saying, go and do what I say, and I will be with you. He's saying, Moses, I've got this. And we know, in hindsight, that he did have it, right? That God did deliver the people from Pharaoh. When we align ourselves with God's purpose in prayer, we can rest assured that his power will work in us, even in spite of our own weaknesses, to accomplish it. And when we join in his mission to seek and to save the lost, he promises to equip us for the job. We know that God's mission is in our world, and we know that if we choose to accept it, he promises to give us everything that we need to be successful. And if you have experienced new life and hope, the hope that can be found in God, you want your kids, you want your family and your friends to experience this too. I know that I want that. I want all of my loved ones, and I'm sure you want all of your loved ones, to do and to love Jesus, right? And this is what God wants for all people too. And this is the reason why you guys aren't sleeping in right now, or that you didn't go out to breakfast this morning, or go on a hike, or do all the different things that you could have done this morning. You're not only sacrificing your time, but also your finances to keep this church preaching the good news, to support local and global missions, to provide clean water and education and healthcare for strangers. And why do we do this? Because we believe that what we found in Christ is life-changing. That God is trustworthy, and his way is the way to go. And his purposes are worth sacrificing for. And for those of you who may not have experienced God in this way yet, forgive our clumsiness, because we're excited about this. This is something that's within us, and we're excited because we want people to love Jesus too. Jesus gave his life for the salvation of all people. All people. Right? Okay. Pastor Lindsay, right? It's like, but how? How do we tell the story? And I'm not going to spoil it. There are 5 missional things, but we are going to talk this morning a little bit more about what it means to begin with prayer. We begin by bringing it all to God, because this is his story. That's one of the reasons we begin with prayer. God is the one who draws people closer, changes hearts, and convicts. He alone is the one who offers saving grace. None of us do that. We are on a God-sized mission, and he is equipping us with his power to do it. In 1 Corinthians 3, Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and it talks about this role, like what our role is versus what God's role is in this conversation. I'm gonna turn to it. Maybe I'll just read it off the screen. It says, what, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom we came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. It's empowering to know that the power of God is ours when we are living in accordance with his purposes and doing his work. But it's also vital to know that it's that same power that makes faith grow. And it's not ours. We're God's co-workers, but we're not the stars of the show. All the glory goes to God. And knowing that it's all him and that we're invited to join him in that, one, it takes off a little bit of the pressure, which hopefully you guys feel. But it also means that we need to start with him, and we do need to begin with prayer. But if we're honest, prayer is often something that we forget to do, or we do it quickly or speedily, or I was talking to somebody this week, and I mean, I have been one of those people that I've prayed in the evening, and I've just fallen right asleep, right? It's not something that keeps my interest all the time, right? It's something that we all simply sometimes forget to do. We get going, and we forget to. And so with prayer, we need to be intentional. And so that's one of the words that you're going to hear a lot over the next few minutes, intentional. We need to be intentional. We need to start our day with prayer. God, how do you want to use me to bless people in my life? God, where are you already at work? God, how do you want me to bless people in the places that you have sent me? Those were all prayers. Three different prayers, right? And they're very simple and very short, but they're very intentional. We start with God and we ask him to guide us. We need to be intentional with our prayer if we're going to be sharing about Jesus. So our challenge this week, the homework this week, everybody loves homework, right? The homework for this week is to start with a prayer. Ask God, how do you want to use me to bless the people in my life? And on your seats or around you, there's these little cards that we made up, or that I made up this morning for you to take home and to put on your mirror, to put in a little plastic baggie and stick it in your shower so it doesn't get wet, stick it on your dashboard, maybe by your speedometer, stick it somewhere where you're going to see it every morning for the next week. All right, that's your homework. And simply ask God, how do you want to use me to bless the people in my life today? Just ask that question at my school, at my workplace, on my walk in my neighborhood, or maybe at my favorite coffee spot. We are blessed to be a blessing, and it begins with that intentional prayer. It also begins with being very intentional about people. Part of the Bless Initiative is the intentional choosing of specific people that you want to pray for. And we have that example in Jesus. In the book of Luke, we hear about him a lot, actually, removing himself and praying, right? And in chapter 6, verse 12, it says, one of those days, Jesus went out on the mountainside to pray. And he spent the night praying to God. When the morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, who he also designated apostles. Simon, who he called Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. We don't exactly know what happened that night, that late night and early morning when Jesus began with that prayer. We don't know if God spoke in an audible voice and said, these are the ones that you need to choose, or if just names started coming to Jesus' mind. We don't know that, but we do know that he began his mission to bless the world, and he began it with prayer. And when he rejoined the disciples, he named the apostles. And one of the cool things I like about this passage, actually, it's a little background, is that it talks about how he rejoined his disciples and then named the apostles. And a lot of times we say, well, there's 12 disciples, but that's not true. And this passage talks about how there was lots of disciples of Jesus. We are all disciples of Jesus. There were lots of them, and then he called out 12 of them to be the apostles. So it just talks about the actual, all the people who were following Jesus at this time. Okay? Now, you and I might have been tempted to maybe skip the prayer part, but definitely maybe pick a few more of the outstanding options rather than this motley crew that Jesus picked. All right? A doubter, a zealot with violent tendencies, a traitor, a dishonest tax collector, some fishermen. It is a motley crew, but this is real life. It's real life. When we ask God in our prayer, he might ask us to pray for and bless people who we least expect, or maybe people that we don't even like. or people who make us feel uncomfortable. Maybe people who are different from us, maybe they have different values from us, a different faith than us, different convictions than us. Maybe there are people who can teach us a thing or two. Now, I don't know how many people you have in your life who are outside of Christian circles, but we're going to talk about that for a little bit, and we're going to get real, okay? So maybe this describes the majority of your friends. Or maybe you only have a couple people who you interact with on a daily basis that are not believers. The bulletin insert today talks about different circles of influences. If all of your coworkers, all of your neighbors, acquaintances, relatives, and friends are believers, it's time to branch out because you are not on mission. Pray for a location or a place that you can enter and meet new people, because Christ's mission was to seek and save the lost. And we're invited to partner with him in that. But the only way we're able to do that is if we connect with or intersect with people who believe different from us, who don't know him. We are blessed to be a blessing. We start with God and his power and his purposes. Evangelism, or sharing our story, it begins with prayer, with that intentional prayer. And we need to be intentional about the people we're praying for. So in the insert, and again, if you don't have one, you can pick up one on the back table. There's actually a perforated bookmark. And this is a place where you can intentionally write down the names of people that you're going to pray for over the next 6 weeks. And that could be homework, but I'd like you to actually think about doing it over the next song if you have a pen with you. Because these are people that we can pray for. You can pray for individually, but we can as a staff also pray for them. And so there's two bookmarks if you want to fill them out. And if you don't feel like putting full names, that's fine. You can do first names or initials or anybody. But we want to pray with you as you pray for your friends, for your coworkers, your acquaintances, your family. All right? So I'm going to invite the worship team to actually come on back up for a closing song. And I would encourage you, again, to just take a few minutes to think about some people that you want to pray for over the next 6 weeks. Commit to praying for them. That's where it starts. We begin with prayer. And on the back of the insert, there's some different prayer prompts. And my favorite one of that I just wanted to point out to you, it says, pray for blank, pray for so-and-so to clearly experience God's love. It starts with love. It starts with God's love. Since the beginning, he has demonstrated his deep love for us through his blessing. And we are blessed to be blessers, to become a blessing for others. Thank you.
We want to be a blessing to the community around us, God, to our friends, to our families, and not just because we want to be good for others, but because we know that you are good for others. And so, God, we just want to point people to you through what we do, God, through our attitudes, through the way that we live, and through the words that we say. So, God, this morning we ask that as we go from this place, God, that we would be a blessing to others. And God, that we would start by spending time with you. So thanks for this morning. God, we give you praise and we pray. Amen. Go in peace.